Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. For the following story, I thank my friend from Australia, Dr. Kevin Dyer, founder of the International Teams Mission Agency. I also found it in a World Vision article by Bryant Myers. Arthur Stace, S-T-A-C-E, was born in 1885 in Sydney, Australia. His mother and father, his two brothers and two sisters, were all alcoholics. And the two sisters were also brothel operators, if you please. So constantly in trouble with the law. Arthur grew up in poverty and often stole to take care of his own needs. At 12, he was made a ward of the state. At 14, he started his first job in a coal mine, but was fired for drunkenness. And at 15, he was put in jail for the first of many visits, already an alcoholic himself. In his 20s, Arthur ran liquor between taverns and brothels. But when World War I broke out, he served in France, returning a year or so later to Australia, partially blind in one eye and suffering the effects of poison gas. From then on until his mid-40s, he kept sliding farther and farther downhill, drinking cheap spirits and living on handouts. On Sunday night, August the 6th, 1930, at the age of 46, Arthur Stace staggered into St. Barnabas Anglican Church, the big attraction being the food that was served. Noticing six very attentive people near the front, he asked the man sitting next to him who they were. The man replied, "I reckon they would be Christians." Stace answered, "Well, look at them and look at us. I'm going to have a go at what they have." And he repented of his wayward living, slipped down on his knees, and gave his life to Jesus as Savior and Lord. Arthur's life was transformed. He gave up drinking cold turkey, found steady employment, and started going to church. A few months later, he attended the Burton Street Baptist Church, where he heard the celebrated evangelist John Ridley say, "Eternity, eternity! I wish I could shout eternity through all the streets of Sydney." He repeated this several times, "Eternity, eternity." "As I left the church," Stace later testified, "I suddenly began crying, and I felt a powerful call from the Lord to write eternity on the streets of Sydney. I had a piece of yellow chalk in my pocket, and I bent down and wrote it for the first time on the sidewalk. Eternity." This became a habit. Stace took a piece of waterproof yellow chalk and began to write this word on the sidewalks of Sydney. As people came off trains, window shopped, entered the buildings, they would see written in yellow chalk the word eternity. Arthur Stace would get up early in the morning, and after praying for direction regarding where to go, he would leave home again soon after 5 a.m. and go to where he believed God had directed him and write the word eternity on the sidewalk about every 100 yards. He would be home again by 10 a.m. The one-word message could weather 3 to 6 months before wearing out. Do you know, over the course of 35 years, from 1932 to 1967, Stace wrote the word eternity all across Sydney and its suburbs. For years, everybody wondered who it was who was writing this word in chalk on the sidewalks, and sometimes on walls. Many newspaper articles speculated. Some people even claimed responsibility. You know, it wasn't till June 1956, however, 24 years after he started the practice, that a pastor saw Arthur Stace writing the message and his identity became public. The Sydney City Council brought Arthur's case to the attention of the police, as they had laws about the defacing of property, so much so that he narrowly avoided arrest about 24 times. Each time he was caught, he responded, "But I had permission from a higher source." Reflecting on his conversion and call to write eternity, Stace once confessed, "I've been writing it at least 50 times a day ever since, and that's 30 years ago. I think eternity gets the message across. It makes people stop and think." He continued writing eternity until he died in 1967 at the age of 83, by which time he had written it more than 500,000 times on the streets of Sydney in his distinctive script style. The legacy of Arthur Stace continues. 10 years after his death, a wrought aluminum replica of the word eternity in his original copper plate handwriting style was embedded in a paving stone near the Sydney Square waterfall. As Sydney crossed into the 21st century on January the 1st, 2000, and the fireworks died down, there, blazoned in lights, in the familiar script across the Sydney Harbour Bridge, for the whole world to see, was one word, eternity. King Solomon in the Bible tells us that God has planted eternity in the human heart. We know intuitively that this life is not all there is. This is why the prophet Amos warned his nation in no uncertain terms, "Prepare to meet your God." Part of our responsibility during the years God gives us on planet Earth is to prepare for our life in eternity. Jesus taught there were two options for eternity, but that those who believed in him would get the better deal. Eternal life. Perhaps today you could benefit from giving some thought to the one-word message that Arthur Stace gave to the Australians. Eternity. Are you ready? And thank you for tuning in to Village Church Connections.